Welcome to the day's play on AFL Nation. Today, Adelaide defeated North Melbourne by 57 points at Blundstone Arena in a bitterly disappointing day for the Roos. Tex Walker was brilliant up forward, kicking six goals, whilst his co-pilot Darcy Fogarty kicked four. Let's take a listen back to how the AFL Nation team called the action.
Fogarty, 53 metres out. It's his 50th game. Sends it long and strong to the square, and Walker takes the mark last line. Taylor Walker comes in, goes bang, and puts it through. First goal of the game for the Crows. Ball gets a possession, chips it up into the air towards the top of the square, and Zerha takes a good mark. Kicking to the Church Street end, the first goal for North Melbourne off the boot of Cameron Zerha.
Taylor Walker, he to Keys, and Keys trying to drop it in space for Laird. Spinning out of the Greenwood tackle is Miller. Keys has run on, off balance, left foot snaps good. That's how he does his work. Effort after effort, contest after contest.
McDonald runs onto it for North, swings it round the body. Thomas taken out of the contest. Mackay took the mark in the congestion. So his 45th game of AFL football, 20 metres out for his first ever goal in AFL competition. Arise, smile, and here come the players. Is that a little spark that can lift the Roos?
And the mark taken by McAdam, who's got the short sleeves on now. McAdam just inside 50, no real angle to speak of, kicking to the Church Street end. At Blundstone Arena, it's straight and it's true. It's a terrific kick.
Taylor was in the right spot, right time, read it nicely on stoppage and lofted it through. It was a scrambling kick that just was put into the breeze and said, can you help me out here? We'll take anything we can get. The breeze assisted.
Keys over the top, Fogarty. Fogarty then fends off his opponent and then darts one low to Rochelli, who took the mark.
As the pass off to Rowe, it's going to be a walking goal.
20 metres out, slight angle. But James Rowe goes with the straight drop punt straight through the middle. No problems whatsoever. McHenry long to the congestion inside 50.
Good mark.
And O'Brien takes a beauty with those big mitts. To the Church Street end, 20 metres out, shouldn't miss, and he doesn't. Riley O'Brien, his first goal of the game.
So a 57-point win in the end for the Adelaide Crows.
Some of the news out of the game was Jackson Archer's debut game, and didn't he acquit himself well? North tried Ben Mackay down forward to some success early, aside from some scratchy goal-kicking. But the Crows were too strong, led by Laird, Keys and Dawson, who were well on top in the midfield battle. Will Hamill and Bailey Scott were both subbed out of the game, while Shane McAdam also didn't finish the game with a nasty ankle injury. Berry and Laird both laid 10-plus tackles, whilst the Roos fans will be scratching their heads at Taron Thomas's performance, having just the three disposals for the game and looking lethargic at times. Here's what the AFL Nation experts Liam Pickering and Kane Corns had to say post-game.
And it'll be a relief for Matthew Nicks because they did definitely hit a lull in the season after having a couple of really good wins earlier on in the year against the Western Bulldogs and Richmond. But we mentioned their last seven, the only team that they had beaten was West Coast at home, and they'd just gotten over the line against them. So right from the start, didn't really feel like they were going to be threatened at all today by North Melbourne. Thought they had control of the game from the get-go, and their forward line looked incredibly dangerous. So, what a performance from Walker and Fogarty. Been waiting for that. I feel like it just has never clicked between those two. I mean, Fogarty was always going to replace Taylor Walker. He's a similar type of player, high draft pick, but has taken a little bit longer than what Adelaide would have liked. But 10 goals between those two and 32 disposals and 15 marks, it's an absolute day out from a couple of key forwards. And we've seen what Cameron Hawkins have done, and Curnow and Mackay. Adelaide would be thrilled with that.
Pickers, 9 points at quarter time for Adelaide, 20 at half, 31 at three quarter time, and 57 in the end. They were never really troubled and just kept getting better and better as the game went on.
Well, it was just that little period in the first quarter when North Melbourne had showed a bit of spirit, and there was a little bit of a scrap, a couple of quick goals to North, and they felt like there was a bit of feeling there, but no, poor. North Melbourne were poor. Adelaide were really good. They brought intensity with their work rate. They were very physical. They tackled well, and they just had the class up front that North just don't have. Simple as that.
This North Melbourne Crows game was for Blundstone Arena. At Blundstone Arena was all thanks to Blundstone for those things, for those who built things to last. Wouldn't they be happy with how that credit rolled out? The good people at Blundstone. Never has it been butchered worse. I'll give it another go. Coming to you live from Blundstone Arena, thanks to Blundstone for those who build things to last. The post-game show now, we'll get into that for Thirsty Camel Bottle Shops. Answer the Camel's call. Thirsty Camel Bottle Shops. Rory Laird's had another 30-plus disposal game, backing up from 42 last week. They had ball winners all over the park. Hard to sort of find an area where you could say that North Melbourne had a win. Can either of you find any?
Not really, no. They gave effort. But that should be a given when you're on an AFL list and your team is under pressure. You're coming off a bye. You should be refreshed. You would have identified the areas that you need to improve on for the second half of the year. So they were always going to bring effort. Today, a youngster with a famous name making his first playing his first game. That's about it. So there was effort, but there was no method. And they've got a couple of players who, to put it nicely, their careers at the crossroads. I mean, we can go through them, but, you know, Taron Thomas has stagnated this year. You know, what of Jaden Stevenson with still a number of years left in the contract? Aiden Corr comes across for $550 for 5 years, you know, second year into that deal. So what's the last 3 years going to look like there? You know, and some players that aren't in the side as well. So they've got issues with their list. Their drafting's been poor and their list management's been poor. We know that. And they might have to almost start from scratch.
This has been the Day's Play. Be listening to AFL Nation all weekend as we call every match for round 15.